Aircheckdownloads.com.
BBC News at 3 minutes past two. Our next at three.
Online, on digital, and on 88 to 91 FM. Chris Tarrant.
It's just gone 2 o'clock, Monday afternoon. Chris Tarrant in for Steve Wright for the next couple of weeks on today's show. Actor, writer, theatre director, darlings, Simon Callow's coming in. And also, Jeremy's brother, the funny one, Tim Vine's coming in this afternoon. Comedian Tim's coming in. All your emails, all your texts from all over the UK. Sally with the traffic, I bet she's glad I'm back. Matt Williams with the sport. All your latest showbiz, lifestyle, and entertainment news this Monday. Phil Wilcox from Crowfield in Suffolk. And Rosemary Finamore, because she's married to an Italian person from Oxford. Go head-to-head in Chris Tarrant's Battle of the Oldies this afternoon. You want to email me, get in touch. You can email me on chris.tarrant@bbc.co.uk. You can text me on 88291. Don't forget, text will be charged at your standard message rate. Oh, busy this. It's like a proper job. I forgot this from last time. Monday, July the 26th, 88 to 91 FM. Tarrant in for Righty for the next couple of weeks. It's the big show with the Beatles.
CD Madonna.
8 minutes past 2 o'clock, Monday afternoon. Saying good afternoon to John the dog from Peckham. Says, I'm sitting here with four dogs and a nice pot of tea. Well, bless. So they've each got their own individual cup and saucer, John. Charlie driving into Newcastle City Centre says, hello, CD. I'm driving here with my girlfriend, Karen. Good luck with the next couple of weeks. You'll need it. Thanks. After last time, I hope you've been away at the BBC training boot camp. Will your big sausage fingers be a little more in touch with the controls at the mixer desk this time? You're hoping for a slightly more polished performance. Yeah. Yeah, Charlie, don't hold your breath on that. This pretty face, Amy McDonald, 11 minutes past 2 o'clock, Monday afternoon on Radio 2. Simon Callow coming in a bit later on. Tim Vine, the funny one of the family's coming in. Greg Wallace coming in tomorrow, MasterChef guy. Liam Neeson coming in on Wednesday, looking forward to that. And also Alice Cooper. It's going to be a very loud week. I know you've had 3 weeks of Dale, you know, and it'll have been a relentless diet of Dusty Springfield and Doris Day albums, but all that's changed. It's going to be a loud fortnight. Like this. James Brown, 2:15. Radio Times, love the ending of that tune. That's a great story today. Anne Whittaker may not go and visit the Pope after all. Instead, she's going to go to Strictly Come Dancing. What a choice. Heads go to the Pope. Tails, Strictly Come Dancing. Tails. And also, again today, one of the papers has got front page. Kerry Katona, heartbroken after leaving her latest man. Yesterday, there were four separate papers, and the front page of each one, and they were all world exclusive, was something about Kerry Katona leaving her bloke, or falling out with a bloke, or being on her own again with all the kids, whatever. You just think, does anybody actually give... Does anybody care? Does Kerry care anymore? It's 17 past 2 on Radio 2. Well, it's 17 past 2 if you're not on Radio 2. 88 to 91 FM. Oh, I like this.
Are they laughing at all with me?
Jack Johnson.
Here on BBC Radio 2.
Okay, Sally, I've got your jingle. It wasn't one of my greatest strengths last time, playing your jingle. Hang on.
Are you poised?
I am. If not, you may have to sing it yourself. Hang on a second.
Go on.
I'm going in.
Yay! Brilliant. Karen just rang to report a car fire. That's it, more in half an hour.
You see, people at home, you know, yes, listening to the smooth, polished broadcast that you do day after day, wouldn't believe the shambles.
That
you were 2 seconds before we went.
It was a shambles.
Well, because you brought in your own light bulb. I'm sure, you know, Maura Stewart doesn't bring in her own bulbs.
No, she doesn't.
So you could have a little light over your traffic so you could read what was going on.
Exactly.
And then you put
eyes.
It in and said a really rude word loud to me, and I'm shocked by these things.
Because
it didn't work.
You would expect a light bulb at the BBC to work. I'm now going to have to go over the road and buy a new one for 99 pence.
You're a fabulously wealthy woman.
Oh, yes, fabulously wealthy. It's really good to see you, Mr. Tarrant.
Yeah, I can tell.
Lying.
You've got all your fingers crossed. I tell you who's coming today. Tim Vine. Now, have you met Tim?
I have met. He's lovely. And he's also
so funny.
He doesn't
tall,
half make me laugh.
Buys a drink.
I know.
The complete opposite.
And I think I'm married.
I beg your pardon?
I think I'm married, so I'm off to put some lipstick on. Excuse me. me.
I've got mine on. Sell your light bulb as well if you ask me nicely. Do you know it's going to be the longest fortnight of your... Oh, what have you broken now?
Oh, sorry, I just kicked the microphone. You have this effect on me. I can't help it.
Hey, I've got Liam Neeson coming on Wednesday as well.
You haven't?
Oh, yes.
What about sunrise?
Aircheckdownloads.com.